Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yana Strong? Daily number there is 1-800-422-416. A big shout out and acknowledgement to all our First Nation radio stations across the Delhi country of ours and Delhi Black Network. Have you seen Yana Strong? You're up to Delhi. Now we're going to catch up a yarn there with a Delhi group. Montessori Play Group is the name of the organisation, but it's run by Montessori Children's Foundation. And here in the studio with me, we have Jorian Cunliffe. CEO, and also he brought two bodyguards, Sima Banu and Talita Banu. And a very good morning to you all. Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. Yes, thank you very much. And Jorian, I'll start with the girls first. They're a lot prettier than you. We start with Sima Banu. Who your mob were you from?
I'm from Boigu, but I grew up on TI.
Okay, so big shout out. All the mob up there were Boigu.
Yes.
And you got cousin there, Talita Banu.
Yeah, hello.
Good morning, my sister. Hello. And who your mob were you from?
Same like Sima. From Boigu Island originate, but grew up with TIA.
Okay, beautiful. And you've got a bodyguard with you, Jorian. Jorian Cunliffe.
Yeah.
Okay. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Fantastic.
And where do you stem from, my friend?
Look, I was born in Cairns. I spent time in China, Middle East, PNG, Germany, a few other different places.
But fruit salad.
Yeah, but I've come back to Cairns.
And, yes.
It's a great place to be. I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, you're the CEO of this organization, this foundation, Montessori Children's Foundation. Mm. So just give us a bit of background. Your grandfather was the founder of this foundation.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, please, then we'll talk to the master trainers here, these two deadly sisters.
So about 15 years ago, the foundation was formed on the basis of some funds that were provided by my grandfather for the purpose of getting Montessori education out into, originally it was Old Mapoon, and then it went all through the Cape. And we've been promoting Montessori education with Indigenous communities ever since, over that 15-year period. Mm-hmm. And what we found was that compared to traditional education, Montessori education just suited First Nations families just a whole lot better.
Okay.
It played to the
Let's talk Montessori. I know it broke my jaw trying to pronounce it, but Montessori, where does that stem from? A doctor Montessori.
So Dr. Maria Montessori.
Maria.
Yeah, about 150 years ago, she took street kids in Italy and from pretty tough backgrounds, and she brought them in and she educated them in a way that she thought was probably better than what the traditional education system was.
Yes.
When they were reintegrated back into traditional education, they found that they were actually far in advance of their sort of more well-off peers. And as a result, she became famous on the back of these education efforts.
Okay.
And that tradition has carried on through many nations and many generations now. And I might point out that four of the top five tech companies in Silicon Valley are now run by people that have come through Montessori education.
Okay.
And we've also found it works fantastic for First Nations families, and we've continued that on now.
So Montessori play group for ages 0 to about 4 years old, is that right?
Yeah.
So how's that work? Say, is this taught in preschools, in daycares?
So it's the name of the program is Raising Happy Kids. Happy Kids. And it's delivered in what's called a supported playgroup. So a supported playgroup is essentially similar to a daycare, but where the parents are present. Mm. And when the parents are present there, they're trained by one of the parent trainers, and the children go off with a child guide, and they just get to experience their children being totally engaged in an environment, and they can observe them and they can just have a yarn about it. And then obviously then they get the support to sort of work out how these things happen and maybe how they can carry that on in the home.
Jorian, thank you. Over to Sima and Talita. Let's talk about, you ladies are master trainers with the Raising Happy Kids and with the Montessori playgroup. So tell us what the playgroup entails.
Well, we focus more on the independence of the child.
Yeah.
And we follow what their needs in the room. I know in the mainstream, they the educators focus them on, like, you have to do this, you have to do that, rather than our Montessori, the philosophy, we allow the child to, you know, whatever the desire of the child, and that's how, yeah, and then that they learn more by doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
So working with their passion, their needs, their
yeah,
wants.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And that's the basic and foundation of the training of education.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we're talking about ages 0 to 4 years old, are we talking about all day program here?
No, just half the day.
Half day program, yeah, yeah.
But within that program, we have that parenting program as well.
Yes.
Which is
it's like a joint venture.
It's ideal because you have both the parents and the child there as well. Yeah.
It's a 2-hour program that we have.
2-hour program.
Yeah,
yep.
It's just 2 days at the moment. Well, we've just come on now, so 3 days.
Three days a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just 2 hours a day. Yeah.
So operating here in Cairns as well.
Yes, here in Cairns at Scott Street.
Scott Street, let's give a big shout out, Scott Street Mob, all this crew back there. So you as master trainers, how many master trainers on board?
Just us two.
Just two of you. Yeah, yeah.
Been running for 15 years, and so you train up parents, if not individuals who have got a passion for teaching kids.
Yes.
They can turn this into a business entity. Yeah?
Yes, that's right.
Probably bring you back into the conversation, Jorian. So with that, do they sign up, get an ABN number and run in with this program, and then they can then teach this across the board?
Absolutely.
In their own home or?
Yeah, so Playgroup, they register with Playgroup Australia.
And
that allows them the insurance and all the other bits and pieces that go along with it. And then we support them financially on a term-by-term basis for the delivery of our program. And you know, the training itself is a couple of days. It's 3 days of training, so it's doable by just about anybody. We do ask that they attend one term, at least one term, with their child, and then at the end of it, they can do the training. Then they can go away, and they can take people from their own community and run what we call a parenting circle out there in the community.
Yes.
And we will support them to do that. And this is a grassroots exercise.
Sure.
And our experience has been over 15 years that the grassroots enterprises that were allowed to grow and flourish were really the strength-based ones. They were the ones that were building on the capacity that existed within the community already, as opposed to most of these programs which are top-down, which is where they come in with a program and they expect people to attend and all the money is leaking out of the community.
Sure.
So ours is the opposite model. We're pushing money back into the community.
Beautiful.
And we're empowering people within the community to become not just facilitators, not just have their own business, but also become leaders in that sort of family space.
Yeah, fantastic. So with this delivery, is it... operating in daycare centres at the moment?
No. Because it's a play group.
Yes.
Play groups require the parents to be in attendance.
Oh, right. Thank you.
And so there are different ways of implementing what it is that we've done since we're just newly minted program. So the ladies have been working with us and some of the leading Montessori trainers and curriculum developers in the country, with Julia Hilson and Rebecca Altaffa.
Yep.
And so they've been developing this program. It's just newly minted, and so at the moment it's applicable for playgroups, but we can see expansion into other areas.
Yes.
But it's literally, you know...
Well, if it's a proven system, and we're talking 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. The writing's on the wall, so to speak.
Yeah. I think it's important to know that the parenting program was on the back of 15 years of development.
Yeah.
And that's the new component. In the past, we know Montessori works. What we needed was some specific support for the parents so that they were able to really engage their children in healthy and positive ways.
So Playgroup, fantastic. And ladies, give me a bit of background regarding your master trainers. There's got to be a bit of passion here, and you can see it's a proven system and it works. So you're really taking on a career pathway here, both of you.
Well, I worked with children since I left school.
Okay, Sima,
so, yes. And I did all the areas from primary to high school, and then I found my passion in the littlies, like yes. in the early childhood yes. age. And what I... when Julia came, one of the... One yeah. of the trainers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when she came, and that's when I found Montessori was how we lived
yeah.
before days, and it was more, it makes sense for us mm-hmm. because that's what we did at home.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And well, we as their parents, First Nation parents are strong with their kids
mm-hmm.
and teaching the kids yeah. from the home front.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about here, our program, mm-hmm. which is a play group, virtually mm-hmm. operating from home.
Yeah.
But then you're educating the parents to become a parent/teacher is what I'm picking up, yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
So, is that the same with you? How long
well,
were
same
you
with
been?
Me, so I guess same history like Sima there.
Yes.
Been in like education area since come out from school, and again, like Sima, found my passion here with little kids. So, yeah, did that training with Julia again in Brisbane, 2015-2016. Mm. Yeah. Some very successful stories from back home too. Yes. Been there for 10 years with home program there. A lot of them kids that did come through our program was very successfully actually with
sure.
And the outcome been shown on NAPLAN test.
Yes.
Yeah, the ones that didn't okay. come through unfortunately been behind, and the ones behind. That did come through was advanced.
And because
yeah.
the mummy and daddy girl looked the change too.
Wow.
Lots of them kids.
And I had like mums and dads cry for me, like saying, like, wow. what did you do with our child? Like,
yes. Yeah, sure. Good way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Fantastic. So, in regard to the Montessori play group, we've got a web page, Jorian. How do people get in touch with you? How do people witness it? Do you have a web page?
So we have raisinghappykids.com.au.
Raisinghappykids.com.au.
Yeah, and that's probably the best way to check us out. There's some details there. And to be honest, you know, reach out. We're in sure. Scott Street. We're just behind Cairns Central.
Yes.
We're really, we're looking for underneath the Cairns Share House. We're looking for trainees. We're looking for people that are passionate about working with young kids. And you know,
and what qualification do they need?
They can, if they can walk in the door and they got a smile on the door. Their face, you know,
you're qualified.
No, I mean, there's
Doctor Happiness. Sign up.
There's a good training process behind it.
Yes,
and it really is. It's not for everybody, but it's sure. like once you do this training program, and you know you go through it, you observe the ladies. A big part of it is observing. You come out, if you want to do it, you know, we can support you. There's a pathway towards a certificate 3.
Yep.
There's other training that we can offer. There's a lot of things that we can do to support our people that are passionate about doing this in their community.
Sure.
And I would like to sort of point out that, you know, having just returned from Melbourne with the Parenting Research Centre, we'll be the first evidence-based playgroup program in Australia that's working with Indigenous families.
Yes,
that's actually producing results.
Beautiful. That's good. It's a good fit, meant to be, and like I said, if it's working well, it's 15 years proven test. Proven there that it does work. Mm-hmm. It is working.
Mm.
As I said earlier, it should be templated across the country if that's the case. You know, especially the First Nation people. And if you're talking about the foundation of a child growing up and they're learning this process, it puts them ahead of the other students, so to speak, but it gives them a strong foundation to build their own empire upon, you know, their life, their future on, and the communication and the relationship with their mum and dad as well.
You know, the relationship between being a good parent and positive outcomes with regards to health, with regards to employment, with regards to basically all outcomes to do with life of the child are improved. But what's interesting is those same improvements map across to the parents.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't know that, is that if you do a parenting program, you think it's just about helping your children, but actually those positive benefits rub off on the
individual.
Parents too.
Yep, two-way street.
Yeah.
Exactly. So raisinghappykids.com?
Raisinghappykids.com.au.
.au, there it is. Check it out, your mom. The Montessori play group. Running for 15 years now in the Cape, and as well as they're offering a training program for free in Cairns. Is that correct?
Yeah, so yeah,
beautiful.
I just want to clarify, the parenting program is new. We've yes. been operating in the Cape for 15 years, but I okay. just want to say that the parenting program is definitely something that we've just developed. And that was based on what we were hearing back from the trainers mm-hmm. over these periods. The reason these two ladies here,
mm-hmm.
these two rock stars, why they're in demand now mm-hmm. is because they are super confident about mm. walking in and helping other members mm. of the public or yes. whoever it is
yep.
with their parenting.
Yeah, beautiful. Lovely. And very rare you find that. Now, I also want to make mention that Montessori Children's Foundation are self-funded, mm. so it's not taxpayers' money here.
That's right.
So self-funded, that's fantastic itself. And also your grandfather was the founder, Jorian.
Yeah, that's
Is he still with us?
No.
With us in spirit.
Not for some time. I've got his picture on the wall.
There he is. He's watching
still,
you.
He's still looking
he's
on.
He's watching you. Did you muck up? Get it on.
But I think being self-funded puts us in a very different space.
Yes.
It's very important. We want to partner with organizations. We don't dip into the same pool.
Sure.
So when we go and we talk to other organizations, there's never any threat that we're there to take a piece of the pie.
Yeah,
so
sure, exactly. Yep.
You know, because we don't need it. Mm. We do look for partner organizations. If there's organizations out there right now that work with Indigenous families that want to build the capacity of their staff,
yeah,
the training's open.
Beautiful.
And I think that's really important. These guys here can really make amazing differences with staff that are working with families.
What's your address here in Cairns?
17 Scott Street.
Just around the corner. Beautiful yarning with you all. Thank you very much. Master trainers, two deadly my sisters.
Thank
Congratulations. Dorian, nice meeting you. Thank you very much. And big shout out to the team, the mob there back at Scott Street. And look, we'll be in touch. And I know that a lot of people will be interested in looking at this. Check out raisinghappykids.com.au. Check out the webpage and seek out more information. It is a deadly playgroup and a proven successful one at that. Ladies, thank you very much. My brother, thank you very much. Keep smiling and we'll talk soon. Yeah. All right, yeah. Too deadly. A beautiful yarn there with the guys from Montessori Children's Foundation and talking about raising happy kids. Look, sounds like a deadly program, and a big shout out to the team there. And look, get in touch with them, have a look at their program, check out their webpage, and see what it can do for you or do for your family, and also business opportunity as well. And for someone with a career change, a career pathway change, then look at that, raising kids. If you've got a passion to looking after kids, this might be for you. Thank you very much for your time, your mob, and stay tuned. Your daily program, National Talk Black, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. Too deadly.
Judge me, you ain't got the perfect life. Here with that sin, cast the first stone. See, can't even start, cause they're in the same boat. You got your demons to battle, and so do I. I can't live your life, and you can't live mine. In the end, we only answer to one. We ain't gonna help each other, we keep going on like this. Judging each other, fighting each other, hating on each other, no more. It's easy to say, so much harder to do. I'll only love you if you love me too. So insecure and unsure, we let it taint our view. None of us ain't holding to me, follow the truth. I need you. Created to be one body with many parts. If one of us is down, it should help the other up. Are you feeling what I'm feeling, or is it just me? Don't be blinded by your need and greed for money. Isn't it funny, the things I don't like about you are the same thing I don't really like about me. In the end, we only answer to one. We
going on like this? Judging each other, fighting each other, hating on each other no more. Speak to the queen in me.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550, and don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM 98.7 FM. Looking at top stories in the news today, scammers steal millions from Australians each year, but victims have little resource. When Sarah Kay released that she had been scammed out of $25,000, her reaction was a woman who lost thousands to a scam said one of her banks treated her poorly while the other blocked the scammers. The banking industry has no consistent approach for helping scam victims. ASIC says advocates want to make banks liable for scam losses, but the industry has rejected this. So between a rock and a hard place there. Other stories here. Alec Baldwin in manslaughter charge to be dropped in Rust shooting. Prosecutors are expected to drop manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin in the death of Rust's cinematographer, Helen Hutchins, a source confirmed on Thursday in a statement. Baldwin's lawyers and they were pleased with the outcome. And that's regarding that that incident shooting on the set. Now, SpaceX Starship successfully takes off before bursting into flames. And that's the space shaft spun out of control and burst into flames shortly after launch. Other stories here, sneaky rips, brazen way criminals get drugs to Australia. World could face record temperatures in 2023 as El Nino returns. Bunny ball over Panthers toppled in all-time thriller. That's with the Rabbitohs and the Panthers last night. And Panthers... got defeated by in the last minute when Rabbitohs did score their try to take the lead. Confusion over Barry Humphrey's condition. I tried those $200 flights to Vietnam. Here's what it's really like. That's the escape information there. A $1,200 a project. Aussies cashing in on A1 art. Aussie ute driver accused of low life parking act disgraceful. So they're the headlines in regarding First Nation, regarding the news here on the First Nation Show, which is the National Talkback program. Other news here, looking at our Indigenous news. No, nothing's coming up there, but we'll get to that. But otherwise, you might look, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. A big shout out to First Nation radio station across this beautiful country of ours, a Deadly Black Network, and we have all our Deadly Yarns music, and it's... how you say, true to us as First Nation people. Yeah, and I'm throwing you up, 1-800-422-416.
Who is this doing this? It's just a funky Biggie brother from the Bowery, Mitch. Esther, who's out on the west side doing his thing and his thing? And this thing that I bring is gon' bang me bamboozling. This ain't no gambling thing, I'm giving up for real, cuz how does it feel, cuz? I got to grow on barrel boys to feed, and every minute for my family is an hour of need. So what, you can handle the truth, face my reality, to rely at least off their happy little memories and crush the crown. I'm never bound to the academy, who wanna come battle me? The native microphone title holder, the northeast roller coaster. Oh yes, I'm rolling with the punches and I'm holding them back. Black, lyrical lobotomy with a frontal attack. Here is irreputable, black is beautiful. My flow is intergenetical, aboriginal. Servers like medical from the urban original to the outback traditional. YRMC's in control, so you can let them know, hey, who is this doing this? I'm just a funky brother from the Baramic. It's the who's that on the what's that doing?
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Jan Armstrong here on the daily program. Do have your say, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Jan, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumbaroo Media, 98.7 FM across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, Torres Strait welcomes first container refund point at Buttoo Island. The Torres Strait has welcomed its first ever containers for change refund point on Buttoo Island, making the region's first local access to Queensland container refund scheme. The containers for change, Buttoo Island Depot, began operating in December last year and has already processed more than 100,000 empty drink containers in exchange for more than $10,000 in refunds. An incredible effort for a community around 1,200 residents. And with that, going to catch and have a yarn. I'm talking to Natalie Roach, Chief Executive at Container Exchange. On the line, Natalie, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you based, Natalie?
Brisbane.
In Brisbane. All right, thank you very much for coming to the program. So Torres Strait welcomes first container refund point, Buttoo Island. First, give us a background regarding the container exchange there, please, sister.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're just delighted to announce that back in December, we opened our first refund point in the Torres Strait on Buttoo Island. So working in partnership with locals, Edmund and Phyllis Tamwoy and their organisation, Crystal Island, we were able to open first refund point to support container refunds in the Torres Strait Islands and on the island of Buttoo.
Fantastic. So tell us about the program. Can any community take on board the container refunds?
We're very much looking to work with communities right across the Torres Strait and right across the state of Queensland. So we currently have over 360 refund points in operation. So it was great for us to have this this refund point open up in Buttoo Island. And we're very keen to work with communities, as I say, right across the state to drive participation in the Containers for Change scheme and give some economic and environmental benefits back to the community.
So how's it work in regards to collecting drink containers, empty drink containers, and putting them in a bin, so to speak, is it? Just paint that picture, please.
Yeah, that's right. So we have a number of different solutions. So up on Buttoo Island, for example, we ask our local community members to collect their eligible drinks containers. And you can identify an eligible drinks container by the 10-cent refund that's on the bottle label. Collect those up. You take them to your local refund point, so the Crystal Island facility in Buttoo or any other operator point you'll have across the state. And that operator will then take those drinks containers from you. In exchange, you get a 10-cent refund for each of the items you return, and you can either take cash, or if you prefer, we have a member ID scheme whereby we're able to pay those refunds back directly into customers' bank accounts.
So it sounds like a win-win situation. We're talking about a business entity. It's about cleaning up the community, but also respecting, looking after the environment as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So since the scheme commenced in 2018, we've actually seen almost a 50% reduction in rubbish across Queensland, particularly that drinks container-related rubbish. So it's a huge environmental benefit because all of these containers that we receive no longer go to landfill or cause waste out in the environment, and they are recycled and they re-enter into the economy. So, for example, bottles can become bottles again. Our glass goes into various different solutions such as roads, also kitchen bench tops. So it's really all about that circular economy and making sure that we're doing right by the community from both a social, economic and environmental perspective.
So, Natalie, with communities out there who'd like to be a part of this, who'd like to get involved, how do they do that?
Yeah, sure. Well, the easiest way is for them to, if they've got access to the internet, to take a look at the Containers for Change Queensland website. Mm-hmm. We have all our contact details online there, and we're readily working in partnership right across the state. So we're working with a number of the Indigenous local government areas. We're talking, for example, to the team over at Yarrabah, just outside of Cairns, mm-hmm. about some solutions there. And we have solutions in a number of different areas, Kingaroy, a bit further down south. So that's the best first point of contact. And we'd be delighted to talk to people that are interested in getting involved.
Fantastic. And Natalie, First Nations staff involved? You got crew on board?
Yes, absolutely. So we had yesterday, as you should mention it, we had our actual official opening of the refund point on Bardu Island, and we had an absolutely amazing turnout. So that facility, as I say, opened in December, and since then they've already received more than 100,000 containers through that refund point, which is just amazing because that's a super high volume, and obviously that money is going back into the community of Bardu. We also have one of our team members, Mary, who is a Torres Strait Islander herself, and she was there for the opening and is heavily involved in working right across the communities to make these solutions come to life.
Well, I applaud you, Natalie. Fantastic, you and your team. Chief Executive Officer there for Container Exchange. It looks a great concept, so get in touch with Containers for Change. It's a great concept, and make some bit of coin out of it as well as looking after your community. Thank you for the yarn, Natalie. All the best, and we'll yarn soon.
You're welcome. All the best to you too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Natalie Yarn there. That's Natalie Roach, her name is Chief Executive of Container Exchange. And look, a great opportunity. Containers for Change, Butter Island and Depot began operating back in December, as I mentioned, in last year, and has already processed more than 100,000 empty drink containers in exchange for more than $10,000 in refunds. Incredible effort for a community round of 1,200 residents. And so, look, a great opportunity, you might. If you are tuned in, you want to know how to go about it, then do check out the webpage, Container Exchange. A great opportunity. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, Big Yarning Circle. Other news here, Central Land Council says Jacinta Price needs to stop pretending we are her people. The council's deputy chair hit back at a child abuse claims made by the senator and said she was misrepresenting the support for the voice to parliament in Central Australian communities. A Walpiri elder and community leader, a deputy chair of the Central Land Council, Warren Williams, bit back at Jacinta Price. And continuing arms there is the member for the Central Land Council said they are sick of the senator's continued attack on land councils and other peak Aboriginal organisations in the Northern Territory. She needs to stop pretending we are her people, said CLC Deputy Chair Warren Williams. Her people are the non-Aboriginal conservatives and the Canberra elite to which she belongs. The council members are directly elected by Aboriginal communities across Central Australia, represent tens of thousands of people and more than 15 language groups. According to Mr. Williams, he's never seen Miss Price in community. She needs to get down to the grassroots and find out the truth, not just speak with a few people who will talk to her. He says what her grievances are and welcome her to their next meeting for the chance to truly listen to the organisation. We are tired of her playing politics with grassroots organisations. Our old people have built an advocate for our rights, interests, said Mr. Williams. Pat Anderson has been there for every step of the voice journey. She wants MPs to understand its power. And the statement here, we love our children. The deputy chair accuses Ms. Price of using a divisive approach which detracts from the work of good men and women who are making Central Australian communities better places. He said her generalisations about people are hurtful. Our kids are the apples of our eyes, he said. We are not abusers. We love our children. We'd like to know where she got her information from. It's mandatory to report such evidence to the authorities. We can do without self-appointed lone crusaders who are unable to bring people of goodwill together. So that's the statement there from the CLC. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Daily Track there. Akai, that's our brothers here on your daily program, National Talk Black. So Yan Armstrong here on your daily program, looking at other news there regarding the Voice. Voice will enhance system of government solicitors general's advice. So this comes from The Age. Solicitor General Stephen Donohue has released a written legal opinion on the Voice Department, saying it poses no threat to Australia's system of representative and responsibilities. So that's on the other side of the coin in regard to the Voice to Parliament. Have you saying, Yana Strong, what's your thought on the Voice, all ears here on your daily program? I think we've got a caller on the line there. Very good morning. Hello.
Good morning, brother.
Solomon, how are you, brother?
I'm good, brother. Yeah, even me, I'd like to read more. I reckon it suits Jacinta.
Yes.
The force was shrinking, and the trees kept voting for the axe. They kept voting for the axe because of the handle. That's what, because they got a wooden handle. Hmm. That's what they were, one of them, but they wasn't. But the tree cut the thing out then, brother.
Exactly.
brother, I want to read you this out. After the Albanese, April 4, the Albanese government is weighing whether to make a dramatic break with the United States and sign an anti-nuclear weapons treaty that would aggravate Washington and launch a new era in Australian security policy. And this is where I think that Albanese is poking the bear. And, you know, when we talk about sovereignty and the power of veto, not just us, the white fellows too, brother.
Yeah.
And that's why I think of the properly elected Gough Whitlam, brother. He was elected by the public, white Australian public, but they got stood over and they sucked him and buggy. They put Malcolm Fraser, and Malcolm Fraser, of course, he extended the lease for pine gap. And when I sort of my age stood at the end, but I listened to that brother join me, brother. Something up here, that rocket or something like that up here.
Mm-hmm.
And his mentor is Adam Goods. And, you know, I sort of like not to take out outside the square.
Yes.
And Adam Goods from South Australia. And, of course, they got this nuclear deal with nuclear sub or something like that. And because they got mentor. And I think, you know, that there's something from the heart, Well, so was the Voice, and I think of that Garma, brother Garma got a rocket base, and Center got that pine gap. And they didn't, and Malcolm Fraser, he extended the lease for the price of a peppercorn. So when I said that Albanese, you want to be careful, brother, because if they could do that to Gough Whitlam, you know, like if you do those sort of things to the U.S., and I say that too, brother, because, you know, the power of the U.S., how the Bali Five, you know, the Australian Bali, people talk about white lives matter.
Mm.
But they deliberately murdered them when Indonesia invaded East Timor. And anyway, brother, you know, Pauline Hanson, she criticizes the Muslim over the Middle East, but a lot of Muslims up in Indonesia. And the reason why, because, you know, like some of the Australian, like Chippewa Corby, but others, they killed over there. And they're sort of untouchable, and they do blackfella art without any sort of repercussion from the Australian government. Mm. Because Indonesia is an ally. The United States allies, brother.
Yes.
Brother, a couple of weeks ago, I called, shout out to... Daniel Shane and others, the elders. And the reason I call out his name, because, you know, I Googled what happened in 1962, brother, and 1962, you get Fekete, but there was a similar one, Council of, I forgot, actually something, yeah, like Fekete, Federal Council of the Cross of Alden, but they had a Cairnsman. And Dan's mum, already Gladys, and Joe McGinnis.
Mm.
But when I Google it, it had a story about Gladys brought up Pat O'Shane and brother Mick Miller. And I was sort of mixed up the two Google things that I looked. And it said that when Mick went up there to investigate what happened to that 15-year-old girl that got assaulted by bullying, in the river, they got charged and they got sentenced or something like that. But when I look at Joe McGinnis and Aurelie Glass, they sort of say that, you know, and that's why I thought that Dan might be able to clear that up, brother.
Yeah.
And brother, your first guest here about teaching Cuba. Cubans there in back in New South Wales. I don't know if they're doing the teaching for free, but they're teaching black fellows there too. And Eddie Marble had his own school, Chip Rignac, his own independent school. And Brother Waverley Stanley, brother.
Continue. Yes.
Yeah, brother. And anyway, brother, you know, I know Jarrigan, of course, brother. And brother, I didn't know until she passed away, Waverley's mum, in 1958, mum took me down to an old dad. My dad grew me up. He's from Sherbeek. And we went down there and to Sherbeek. And I remember Waverley's mum was a marching dear brother. And brother, while I'm at it, too, brother, I'd like to give a shout out to yet another guest, Yvette Rowe from Darwin. Yeah. Shout out to him. Mum was like a mum to me. And you had Mary Akwokra from Pompera. And I'm at the Pompera social media site, and she can tell you planning, all right? We call it Barney M, brother. Mm. Big shout out to Meredith. And brother, I'll come back next week. One of them things you said that you love it, brother. Never, I think it was. And you know, sometimes when I listen to the program, I watch that do ordinary things, tea, or I watch downstairs. Mm. But when they had him talking, it put me up in my tracks. We just talked to NDIS, and I said, that sort of really concerned me. But when he started talking about his face, brother, and it sort of hit me because I'm of this sort of age. You know, like, he's talking like touching on stroke, brother. And gee, thank you. Benny Nomake, brother. Thank you for talking about that. And I listened to it when he pulled me up, brother, when he started talking about his face, you know, brother. Because I think signs of stroke is your arms and stuff with your face and your speech is getting slurred, and I'm just taking in the ice wood, like your physical limbs, you know, brother. I didn't think of those kind of things, brother. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, sir. 1-2 Delhi. Thank you, brother. Expressing himself, as always, on your daily program, National Talk Black. Do the same, your mob, 1-800-422-416. And the line's open. We've got another 8 minutes left on the program, and I think we've got to call him. We've got Michael Newey. Angelo, Michael, good morning.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, my brother. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, all good.
Good, good. Let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, from Zanup Kids, once known as Torres Strait.
Once known as Torres Strait, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like all our grandfathers in the turn of the century come from the Pacific and everywhere else.
Yes, yes, brother.
So we've been multicultural a long time, sir.
And bring back the true names as well. We need to, don't we?
What's that?
Bring back the true names of our country.
Yeah, because Zanup Kids means the four winds.
The four winds, yes.
Yeah, Zay, the south wind. That when that south wind come, you know, cold wind come across the country.
Mm.
You know, the season gonna change.
Yes.
It's gonna change for Naigai, which is north wind coming from New Guinea.
Mm.
And then before that wind change, that Zay wind come again, the cold wind come again, and it changed to Cookie, which is the northwest, the westerly wind, the rain season.
And the season, the winds, well, talk about the changes of the seasons and to what's fruiting and what's not and when ready for kaikai, for marine life, what have you, eh?
Yeah, because now, like, the Zay wind coming in now, it's going to change from Cookie to Sagels, the southeasterlies. So the southeasterlies, when it come in full force, clean up the reef, clean up the mangrove, bring the sand back, all that kind of thing. Clean up all the pui-pui, dirty on the reef, you know, and throw everything back.
Like
on
a broom, go sweep up the country.
Yeah, because the tide got to carry all the, because all the baby turtles are gone now in March.
Yeah.
They're all hatched, gone now to sea now. Everything changing. We call it kirkar. Change, new, fresh season.
Wow.
That's why in Miriam, we say every day is a fresh day.
Yes.
You know, and every season is a fresh season. So always look for that new things, you know. So that's how life should be. We need to renew everything and taking control of this country and this planet.
Yep.
You know, we don't want to go to space. We've got to clean up all the garbage in the ocean.
Exactly.
The same people who run away into space, they're polluting the ocean. You know, they're digging up the country, they're drilling for oil and gas, you know, so they can get to space.
Mm.
You know, and leave us here with all the garbage and the wars and poverty and murders.
Damaging Mother Earth, aren't they, brother?
Yeah, because they use alcohol to kill off people all over the world. That's why we got to close everything down. You know, like Indian government here, you got to have Japukai government, you got to have Senatkes government. We set up our own government everywhere.
Yeah, set up our own government, yep. And got a right to do that because there's no treaty with First Nation people.
Yeah, we can do what we want.
Exactly.
That's why we got to sit at the table. Mm. You know, I know where Albanese and them coming from.
Yeah.
Because they look at the world around them. Because the democracy and all that, that's a Greek, you know, dead man's philosophy. Mm. Democracy and you know, the Roman style of governance. They want to bring back Rome and all that kind of thing. You know, rubbish.
Mm.
You know, they haven't fixed up the compensation and for slavery yet.
Exactly.
You know, people are selling off cane paddocks. Selling off cane paddocks that was once planted by slaves.
Mm.
Our grandfathers and grandmothers cut cane and plant cane.
So you're saying this country was built on
slavery.
A black man's back.
Yes, bloody slavery and genocide, you know. When they found pearl in the strait, they put everybody on the island. You're not allowed to leave.
Mm.
You're a slave,
yeah.
You know. You're not allowed to come to Australia, go nowhere.
Yep.
You have to get permission. Permission to leave your own island.
Exactly.
You know, you got to ask the church or the government. Now today, we can kick down their door and kick them in the head, you know. So to say.
Rise, 21st century.
Yeah, because we're fed up. But we, our mob, got to start, you know, start practicing culture.
Mm.
You know, get off on country, get out to the reef, to the estuaries.
Make the gardens. Protecting
protect the gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Protect our country. Get away from the, close the bottle shop, whether they like it or not.
Yes.
We got to be more of this. Smash the place.
Yes.
Smash the bottle shop and the pubs, you know. Kick all the ice dealers out of Cairns, out of this country. Kick them all out, you know. That's what we got to do. Start being proactive and be on the offensive. We can't allow our children to end up addiction, you know, with addiction, with grog, cigarette. You know, like I said, when I see children picking up cigarette butts for their family, they're sick.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting worse.
Exactly.
You know, we got to close everything down. It's not up to Torres Shire or the tourist industry. You know,
but
they only want people to get drunk, so that we keep the escort agency happening in Cairns.
Mm.
Yeah, because the
brothels, killing our people, killing our culture.
Yeah, brothels happening everywhere in Cairns.
Mm.
You know, like they don't own this place. You know, they're making money on our country.
Take it back, brother. Take it back. Take it back.
Yeah, you want to have tourists here?
Mm.
Well, we got to have sovereign funds.
Exactly.
Tax. Sovereign tax to get on the reef. Sovereign tax to get into Cape York. So sovereign tax, you know, you want to play real estate on our land.
My brother, I've got to go to the news, but I thank you for your call, my brother. That's someone earlier, then Michael Newey thereafter, and it comes a time, 20 Trev signs off your mob. Thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. News coming up here by NERS, National News Radio Service.